Welcome to the Board Game Barbecue, possibly the fastest growing board game community in the world. We are more than just a podcast. Join us on Discord to play games all the time with people from all over the world on platforms like Tabletop Simulator, Tabletopia, Board Game Arena, and any others. Join us in our Facebook community to discuss not only the topics of the week that come up in our podcast, but also the board game bracket and anything board games. But we still are a podcast. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. The Board Game Barbecue, brought to you by Addicts, Not Experts. Hello and welcome to the Board Game Barbecue podcast. It's Steve here, and tonight we have a very special episode to bring you. It's the 2020 Board Game Barbecue Awards. You may remember that last month we put the call out to our community to nominate your favourite games of 2020 in 9 categories. We were inundated with responses and nominations, and we took the most popular nominations in each category and became the official nominees for the 2020 awards. And then we handed those nominations over to our esteemed panel of judges, which were our Patreon community, to vote on the what they believe would be the best games of 2020 and worthy of the coveted Board Game Barbecue Award. We recorded the award ceremony live at our recent retreat where 9 of us came together for the first time. The podcast is an audio version of that award ceremony, but for the full effect, I'd encourage you to head over to our YouTube channel and watch the full video package we've just put together. All of this, of course, would not be possible without the support of all of you, our fabulous community, our Patreons, and our sponsors, 2D6 Games in Brisbane and Advent Games in Sydney. But also not possible without Dan, who organised this entire thing, and Def, who spent tireless hours in front of his computer doing all of the editing. Next episode, we'll be back to our regular shenanigans, but for now, sit back and enjoy the 2020 Board Game Barbecue Awards. And congratulations to the winner. Right.
Oh, hey! Welcome to the Board Game Barbecue Awards!
Yay!
Okay, so our first award for this evening is Best Kids Game. And our nominees are Control, published by Pandasaurus Games, designed by Giulio E. Nazario.
King of Tokyo, Dark Edition, published by ELO, designed by Richard Garfield.
Mariposas, published by Alderac Entertainment Group, designed by Elizabeth Hargrave, artwork by Indie Maverick and Matt Paquette.
And My City by Cosmos Games, designed by Ryan Knizia, and artwork by Michael Menzel.
And our final nominee is Zombie Teens Evolution, published by Scorpion Mask, designed by Annick Lovett, artwork by Nikau and Remy Tornior. I'm sure that's how you pronounce it.
That's pretty close. Okay, are we ready? And the winner is... Zombie Kids. Zombie Teens Evolution, sorry. Woo!
Don't look back down too much. There we go.
Ah, okay, cool.
Published by Scorpion Mask, designed by Annick Lebert, and artwork by Nikau Remy Tornior.
Well done, Zombie Teens Evolution.
Scorpion Mask can't be here this evening, so we'd like to accept this on their behalf.
And next we have Best Family Game. Our nominees are... Calico, published by Flakart Games, designed by Kevin Russ, artwork by Beth Sobel.
And Coaddle, published by Synapses Games, designed by Etienne Dubois-Roy and Pascal Brassard, artwork by Silly Jelly.
Next, we have King of Tokyo Dark Edition, published by Elio, designed by Richard Garfield.
Trek in the World, published by Underdog Games, designed by Charlie Blink, artwork by Saba Banath, Sebastian Kozner, Martz Denecker, and Alexei Shirokik.
And last, we have Zombie Teens Evolution, published by Scorpion Mask, designed by Annick Lobay, artwork by Nikau Remy Tornil.
Okay, and the winner is... no surprises here. Best Family Game winner goes to Calico, published by Flat Out Games, designed by Kevin Russ. Best Sobel artwork. So Flat Out Games couldn't be here tonight, so we're accepting this award on their behalf.
Next up, we have Best Party Game, and our nominees are
Blood on the Clock Tower, published by the Pandemonium Institute, designed by Stephen Medway, and artwork by Michaela Dorn and John Van Fleet.
And the next one is Crossed Words, published by Indie Boards and Cards, designed by Evan David and Nick Little.
Next is Trial by Trolley, published by Skybound Games, designed by Scott Hauser.
And the next one, Truffle Shuffle, published by Alderac Entertainment Group, designed by Molly Johnson, Robert Melvin, Sean Stankwich, artwork by Dylan Mangini.
And last, Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, published by Half Monster Games, designed by Jack Ford Morgan. And the winner is... It is Blood on the Clock Tower, published by the Pandemonium Institute, designed by Stephen Medway, and artwork by Michaela Dodd and John Van Fleet.
Congratulations. The Pandemonium Institute couldn't be here tonight, but they've left this message for us.
Hi all, my name is Stephen. I'm the designer of Blood on the Clock Tower. And I just had the pleasant experience of receiving in my inbox the information that Blood on the Clock Tower has received the best party game of 2020 by the Board Game Barbecue cast and crew and community and fans. And this is great news. This made me feel really, really good. I'm really happy that this has happened, and I want to send a shout out to Sarah and Steve as the organizers of Board Game Barbecue, but especially to the fans, especially to you, and not because you like Blood on the Clock Tower, because I read something on the Board Game Barbecue website, which I'd like to read out now. We are a group of dedicated Australians who love board games. We found each other through this wonderful hobby and connected because of our desire to share our passion with others. On our podcast, we discuss our favourite games and aim to help listeners find the next game to add to their collection. We look at board games with the enthusiasm of the child inside us and take pride in speaking our minds. The Board Game Barbecue Podcast, we're addicts, not experts. I think this is important, but also really wonderful, because one of the reasons that I like board games is because it does exactly what you said. It allows you to see things through the eyes of a child. With the world has a sense of otherworldliness, a sense of magic, a sense of wonder to it, and board games are a great way to get in touch with that, feeling, with that way of looking at the world. And the second reason I really like this from your website is that you've mentioned people and the importance of connection and people coming together. And one of the main reason, really, that I designed Blood on the Clock Tower was to provide that type of experience for myself and my friends and for anyone who wanted it. So to have a board games group that is dedicated to a childlike sense of wonder in the hobby, and I'm assuming in the world in general, but also that is focused on bringing people together and having fun with each other and sharing a passion with each other. I think that board games are about people is their strength, and being reminded of that is a wonderful thing. So congratulations to everyone involved in the Board Game Barbecue group, and the best of luck for your convention that's coming up in May. I don't know when in May, but I know it's in May. I'm sure it'll be a big hit, and after the last sort of 12 months of not having a lot of fun social things to do, I think it's going to be a blast, enjoyed by everyone, and hope it all goes well. Thank you very much again for the award, and good luck in the next month or so.
Next up is Best Artwork, and the nominees are Ether Fields, published by Wagon Realms, designed by Mike Loraz, artwork by Ewa Labak, Michael Salara, Piotr Gacek.
Next is Oceans, published by North Star Games, designed by Nick Bentley, Dominic Capuce, Ben Goldman, Brian O'Neill, artwork by Guillermo Duco and Catherine Hamilton.
Tang Garden, published by Fenderglyph Games, designed by Francesco Testini, Pierluca Zizzi. Artwork by Matthew Mizek.
Next up, Tidal Blades, Heroes of the Reef, published by Druid City Games, designed by Tim Eisner and Ben Eisner, artwork by Lena Cosette and David Forrest.
And Wingspan, Oceania Expansion, published by Stonemaier Games and designed by Elizabeth Hargrave. Artwork by Ana Maria Martinez Jaramillo, Natalia Rojas, and Beth Sobel.
And the winner is...
All yours.
Aetherfields, published by Awakened Realms, designed by Mikhail Orax. Artwork by Iwala Bach, Michael Salada, and Quadra Gusset. The artists behind Aetherfields couldn't be here tonight, but we'll accept the award on their behalf. Now we'll be presenting the Best Light Game category, and the nominees are Calico, published by Flatout Games, designed by Kevin Russ, artwork by Beth Sobel.
Chai, published by Steeped Games, designed by Dan Kazmaier and Connie Kazmaier, artwork by Mary Hasdyke and Sahana Vijay.
Marvel Splendor, published by Space Cowboys, designed by Marc Andre.
My City, published by Cosmos, designed by Rainer Knizia, and artwork by Michael Menzel.
Super Fantasy Brawl, published by Mythic Games, designed by Jochen Eisenhardt, artwork by Stephanie Gantiez, Johannes Helgesen, Bayard Wu, and Freck Zielinski. And the winner is... The winner is...
Calico, published by Flatout Games, designed by Kevin Russ, artwork by Beth Soder.
Flatout Games are unable to be here tonight, so we will accept this award on their behalf.
And the best medium weight nominees are Dune Imperium, published by Dire Wolf, designed by Paul Denon, artwork by Clay Brooks, Raul Ramos, and Nate Storm.
Nexus Fort, published by Leader Games, designed by Grant Rodique, artwork by Kyle Ferrin.
Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, published by Cephala Fair Games, designed by Isaac Childress, with artwork done by Francesca Baldero, David Demeret, and Alexander Elchev.
Next is Lost Ruins of Arnak, published by Czech Games Edition, designed by Elwin Min, artwork by Jin Kus, Andre Herdina, Jacob Polzer, Franciszek Sedlesik, and Milan Vavron.
Under Falling Skies, published by Czech Games Edition, designed by Thomas L. Elia, artwork by Kwanchik Morea and Petr Bahaki.
So next is Viscounts of the West Kingdom, published by Garfield Games, designed by Shem Phillips and S.J. McDonald, artwork by D'Amico.
You do realise, mate.
Thank you. And the winner is of the medium weight game. Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, published by Sulphur Games, designed by Isaac Chivers.
Cephala Fair Games couldn't be with us tonight, so we're accepting this award on their behalf.
Next up, we've got our best heavy game, and the nominees are
Imperial Struggle, published by GMT Games, designed by Ananda Gupta, Jason Matthews, artwork by Terry Leeds.
Kanban EV, published by Eagle Griffin Games, designed by Vitalo Cerda, artwork by Ian O'Toole.
On Mars, published by Eagle Griffin Games, designed by Vitalo Cerda, artwork by Ian O'Toole.
And Tekenu, Obelisk of the Sun, published by Board and Dice, designed by Daniele Tassini and David Turci, artwork by Jakub Fajtanowski, Michael Dugas, Zbigniew Ugmelter, and Alexander Zawada. And the winner is... On Mars. Published by Eagle Griffin Games, designed by Vitalo Cerda, artwork by Ian O'Toole.
Eagle Griffin Games are unable to be with us tonight, but we'll accept this award on their behalf. Next up is Best Expansion. First up is Aeons and Outcasts, published by Indie Boards and Cards, designed by Sydney Engelstein, Nick Little, and Kevin Riley, artwork by Gong Studios.
Next is Everdell Spirecrest, published by Starling Games, designed by James A. Wilson, artwork by Andrew Bosley and Dan May.
Next is Root, the Underworld expansion, published by Leader Games, designed by Patrick Leader and Cole Worley, artwork by Kyle Ferrin.
Next is Wingspan Oceania expansion, published by Stonemaier Games, designed by Elizabeth Hargrave, artwork by Anna Maria Martinez Yaramillo, Natia Rojas and Beth Sobel.
You can do the honors, mate.
And the winner is... the winner is Wingspan, Oceania expansion, published by Stonemaier Games, designed by Elizabeth Hargrave.
The crew behind Wingspan, Oceania expansion couldn't be here tonight, but they left a lovely message to say their thanks.
Hey, this is Jamie with Stonemaier Games, and I just wanted to say how honored I am and everyone at Stonemaier Games and Elizabeth Hargrave, designer of Wingspan, is to receive the Board Games Barbecue Award for Best Expansion in 2020. Means a lot to us that we could bring an expansion to you in Australia, New Zealand, of birds that you recognize in your own backyards, in your own environments, and we are happy and honored that you would present us with this award. Thank you so much.
The final award for tonight is Game of the Year. First nomination is Dune Imperium, published by Direwolf, designed by Paul Denon, artwork by Clay Brooks, Raul Ramos, and Nate Storm.
And next up is Dwellings of Eldervale, published by Breaking Games, designed by Luke Laurie, artwork by Sergio Chavez, Anton Vadiv, Lisha Hannigan, Irina Kuzmina, and six more.
Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, published by Cerf Lafair Games, designed by Isaac Childress, artwork by Francesca Beraldi, David Damaret, and Alexander Ilyshev.
And On Mars, published by Eagle Griffin Games, designed by Vitala Serda and artwork by Ian O'Toole.
And finally, Under Falling Skies, published by Czech Games Edition, designed by Thomas Ula, artwork by Quanchar Maria and Petr Bahacek. And the winner...
It's a tie!
What?
This is crazy. It's a tie between Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, published by Cerf Lafair Games, designed by Isaac Childress, artwork by Francesca Beraldi, David Demera, and Alexander Olichev, and On Mars, published by Eagle Griffin Games, designed by Vitaly Serda, and artwork by Ian O'Toole.
One of the tie winners, Eagle Griffin Games, couldn't be here tonight, so we're accepting this award on their behalf.
Cerf Lafair couldn't be here tonight to accept this award, so we are accepting it on their behalf.
Thank you for watching the Board Game Barbecue Awards, and now it's time to get back to actual gaming. So get out of here, guys. It's my turn.